There we go. I thought it only appropriate. It's good to start off a new work week with a little money.
A little Pink Floyd.
Nice
oh,
try.
Oh, money. Oh, money.
Yeah, other money.
Not Floyd.
This is for the life. This is for the love of money.
Yeah.
The OJs, man.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You knew that.
Oh, I was thinking of the other one.
You were thinking of money like
yeah.
Pink Floyd's money.
Yeah.
It's got that dirty word in it. We can't play it.
Oh.
But we are here to talk about money, sort of, kind of. We're actually welcoming a new neighbor to town. Joining us here this morning from Ledyard Bank, Senior Vice President of Retail Lending, Mike Parisi. Good morning, Mike. Oh, yeah. Turn his mic on. Bob.
He's on.
Okay, he is. No, he wasn't. He's number two or number three.
He's not number two. He's number three.
Thank you very much. Welcome to town. Now, we heard of Ledyard Banks. We heard early on in the process, Ledyard Bank is coming to Concord. Ledyard Bank is coming to Concord. We're here.
We are here. The good news is we've been here all along. So we've been around for 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fortunate enough to do a lot of business in Concord throughout that time. Mostly it's been with residential lending, commercial lending, and wealth management. And to that point, we actually opened our first office in Concord on Pillsbury Street back in 2016.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now we've got some new digs.
We do. The new branch on South Main Street represents, you know, our kind of real footprint into the Concord market.
And oh, that's awesome.
Thankfully, we'll be standing out, I think. It's a beautiful new building.
It's got everything in there that you, I mean, you guys were kind of, you kind of built this place.
We did, yeah. So it was an established business before, a great pharmacy.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity to go in and do a complete remodel on the property.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone that's driven by, I think it's pretty striking what we've been able to do with it, and we're really excited to open up those doors.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. So you it really kind of doing business in Concord is old news to Ledyard, but now it's still kind of new news because it's like, please come by and welcome us to town.
Absolutely. You know, now we're really here in the Concord market for everyone. You know, we're here to help you with your checking, your everyday banking needs, but we're also here to help you with your long-term savings, home lending, whatever you need. Ledyard is here in the Concord market to help you.
Are you banks are going to be important as we try to kind of rebuild after this whole pandemic thing, and not that we've necessarily been knocked down, but we've been slowed up a little bit. Banks are going to be an important part of getting the economy back on track.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Ledyard specifically and community banks in general, we really did a great job working with our local small businesses, helping with PPP lending. We're really proud of how the community banks came together to really help those small businesses out. And then moving forward, you know, we're going to be right there helping our small business partners improve their businesses and pull out of the pandemic.
This is the New Hampshire thing. There's a ton of small businesses here.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're just happy to be a part of it. And, you know, one thing Ledyard prides themselves on is we're not just active lenders, but we actually are part of the business owner's solution. We help them, we mentor, and we help them grow their businesses.
Well, because the reality is, if somebody's really good at what they do, they don't necessarily have the banking chops like you guys do. So you will allow somebody to do their business while you're helping them to make their business succeed.
Absolutely. No small business owner has time to devote to banking. And that's why we're so important.
I know. And you know there are those that are staying up late at night trying to get all the bills taken care of, trying to kind of, what is my 5-year plan, even though they're busy with this week at the same time.
Absolutely.
And again, that's where you guys can come in and hold hands and really work with so you can figure out a 5-year plan, figure out here's where I need to go, or if my business is growing, we're going to add more employees. And again, you're a partner.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this is part of where all the new technology in banking has really come along to help small businesses as well as personal clients too.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have solutions now that are technology advanced.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about paying your bills. We can really help you with our cash management product suite, make everything as automated as possible. So you really can just run your business and let kind of the financial stuff take care of itself.
And you just kind of oversee it.
Absolutely.
As opposed to full hands-on.
Absolutely.
For everything. Wow. Yeah. That's smart for business, because once you make a connection, and I think you probably have already found this with your current clients, is once you have a connection, then you guys are in it together.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned community bank. It's a little bit different, and you really, a community bank really has products that are good for the community.
We do. We focus in specifically on, you know, those zip codes that we operate in. You know, we care about the communities because we live and work there. That's important to us. And I think, you know, a big part of community banks too is, specifically for Ledyard, we'll say, you know, every deposit that we pull in within the New Hampshire market goes right back into the New Hampshire market, whether it's through lending, whether it's through community development. We believe in, you know, participating in the communities we serve.
Yeah. Well, and again, you live and you work there. So it is, you really are kind of like working with neighbors.
Absolutely.
You know, even if they're not right down on your street, you're still working with neighbors.
Yeah. And I think, you know, up in the Upper Valley, which is, you know, where Ledyard was formed in the Hanover area, you know, Ledyard has a great brand reputation up there. We're part of the active community. And we've done a lot of great work down here in Concord, working with Concord Hospital, and some other, you know, great organizations. We're just excited as we add more employees to be able to do more.
Well, that's community. That's exciting. I mean, it's tremendously exciting. So there's probably not, you're probably not offering here, here's new business incentives to come in, just that you've been doing what you do, in the Upper Valley and in the Concord area, but now it's going to be just more full blown.
Absolutely. We do have some great incentives.
I'm glad I brought that up. That's good.
So if we do have new clients in the Concord area that want to come in, start a relationship with Ledyard, we'd be more than happy to do that, and we have some great incentives. One of our great offers is if you come in and open up a checking account, you can get up to $200 in rewards.
Wow.
Yep, there are a few stipulations to that, but if you come into the branch, we'd be more than happy to share those with you.
Right.
Really what we want to do at Ledyard is open up long-standing primary relationships. We want to be your primary bank. And we want to reward those new clients in the Concord area that want to come in and do that.
Wow. See, and again, banking is so important to not only businesses, but the business of running a household.
Absolutely.
So it's because it's not just business connections that you're after. You want to help mom and dad and families and growing families and wherever actually people are at.
Yeah, and we took a lot of care when we were hiring our staff for the new Concord branch. We wanted to make sure we were bringing people in with great backgrounds, a lot of experience, you know, kind of not just in the retail banking space, but, you know, what other experience can we pull in? So Chris Hatzidakis, who's our branch manager, has been in banking for over 20 years. A lot of retail banking experience, but he was also a licensed brokerage representative. So he has a great understanding of how to help people build for the future, build those savings.
Which is something that has had kind of fallen off after a little bit. I think one of the positives that have come out of this pandemic are people are trying to save just because maybe they were caught unawares and they didn't have enough. So they're trying to develop some kind of savings. You have products that can help.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things, right? So spending is down.
Yeah.
Savings is up.
Yeah.
But what do you do with your savings?
Well people absolutely. Need help. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're absolutely here to help you.
See,
no matter how much your savings is, we have solutions for you.
But again, because my savings are meager. You probably want to talk to people with more savings. It's like, no, because you know what? Because everybody's got a starting point.
Absolutely.
And we can help to build on that. But also, okay, are we saving for a specific something or just a generic something? And you can help the people work that out.
Yeah, it's never too early to start a retirement plan. It's never too early to start a 529 plan for children's education.
Absolutely.
Or it's never just too early to have that emergency fund.
Yeah.
You know, not enough Americans have emergency funds set up.
I think we can help you with that. All learned that.
Yeah.
Everything got shut down, it's like, so what do we have to pull from? And it was a reality, I think, that people came to face.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing that Ledyard really differentiates ourselves on is when you come in to open an account, it's not a checking account and you walk out the door.
Right.
You get that full conversation. We really do help you identify those needs so you can prepare accordingly.
Well, and again, but you're coming at it from a more professional attitude, because I'd like to think when we're sitting down at the dining room table to get stuff done that we've got it all figured out. The reality is we don't have it all figured out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
and it's good to have somebody that's actually been in this, experienced this, worked through this with other fans. Oh, my God. There was a situation just like yours that I was just going over last week. So here's what I would recommend to help. That kind of thing.
Exactly. Yep. And we have all those experts right in-house. Even though we're new to the Concord market, we have representatives ready to help support mortgage, commercial lending, wealth management. No matter how much wealth you have, we're ready to help you.
Well, you still got to manage it.
You still got to manage it.
if it's a lot or a little, you still have to manage it and hopefully let it grow so that you can get a little bit more comfortable heading into retirement.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's just one phase of the banking. And this is, you guys are pretty full service for all of it.
We are, yeah. And, you know, one thing that we were able to do a couple of years back now, about 18 months ago, is we partnered with a great new technology company.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of people think of when they think of community bank is kind of that more mom and pop, you know, small
Absolutely.
Bank.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So we're very fortunate. We have a great partner, and we've been able to expand our technology offerings for our clients. So anything you can get at a big bank, you can get at Ledger Bank now, which is pretty exciting. Whether it's, you know, mobile banking, mm-hmm. Remote deposit capture. We're actually rolling out a new type of ATM. It's called an ITM, intelligent. Well, they have all different names, but intelligent teller machine.
Okay.
Which if you press a button, it will actually pull up a Ledger banker right on the screen, and we can help you with any transaction that you would need right at the screen, which is nice.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And where are those located?
So our first one is going to be at our new Concord branch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
We're going to be rolling them out to all of our branches over the next 3 years.
And the guy doesn't look like Max Headroom, right? I mean, it's not some pretend technology. This is real people, real service.
This is a live Ledger banker working right in our retail bank. Yep.
See, that's amazing.
Max Headroom.
Thank you very much.
Boy, bringing that one up, that's
Hey,
great.
Well, listen, you know, head on a screen. Mike, once again, that's kind of what I still think.
Does Mike know who Max Headroom is?
I don't.
There we go. Okay. It was back
we'll
in
show
it was,
you after
it was back in the 90s. It was back in the 90s. He was a computer generated guy that appeared on your computer.
Yeah, it was back in the days when they were thinking about Max or generated.
Yeah, people artificially generated people, I know.
Yeah.
But again, it's based on real experience with and again, combining the technology with I'm thinking a lot of younger people would be absolutely at home working with Ledger.
Yeah, and that was kind of our first thought when we were bringing this new technology in. But, of course, with the pandemic, everyone wants distant interactions.
I know.
So this is a great way where you still get that personal touch,
mm-hmm.
but it's at a safe distance.
Yeah.
And, again, we can do everything at this machine that you could do inside the branch except for get a bank check.
See? Oh, that's awesome.
You can deposit a check. We can give you cash back on a check.
Mm-hmm.
We can give you any sort of denomination you would want. It's really full-service banking through a video.
All right. That's awesome. So if we were to go online to look a little bit, to look up Ledger Bank a little bit more, I mean, because I'm sure we're talking to people that have had the same bank for years and years and years, and, oh, I would not even think about changing my bank. But listen, keep your options open. Where can we go online to find out more about Ledger?
Yeah, our website is ledgerbank.com, nice and easy.
Okay.
You can find out everything you would need about Ledger Bank, and there's also ledgerbank.com/Concord.
Okay.
Take you to our Concord page as well.
Or stop by and say hello and introduce yourself.
That is the best way. So our opening day is next Monday the 19th.
That's cool. Oh, that's exciting.
So Chris and the team will be happy to greet you at the door and welcome you in.
All right.
Okay. Toaster? To get a toaster when you go, man.
All right. You thought I was dating myself with Max Headroom? You don't get free toasters anymore, Bob.
No toasters.
No, it was a good thought.
We'd rather show you how you can get $200 back. So.
Yeah, $200 over a toaster. I will take that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought, you know, $200 has got to be a toaster in there.
Well, you can go buy your own toaster, Bob. You can buy anything you want with it.
If you prefer a toaster, we'll make it happen for you.
That is a community bank working with the community. Mike Parisi, thank you so much for taking time with us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is great.
And I strongly suggest stop by Ledger Bank. Say hi. I've lived in Concord my whole life. I'm very excited to have you guys here again. And how can you help me? That's all you need to ask.
Absolutely. And come check out the space. It really is beautiful. All right. Happy to share it.
That's awesome. All right. Mike Parisi, Ledger Bank. We will put this online as we do with all of our great conversations at 1077WTPL.com. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 1077 The Pulse.